This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, just a heads up that Jelani Tavai is leaving on a jet plane and may interrupt us at any moment. But while we wait for him, it is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with the ESPN analyst who, by all account, I have been the biggest Drake maniac in the nation over the last year or so. But this guy might usurp me at some point here. This would be Lewis Riddick.
Ooh.
Talking about Drake May's potential after seeing him in his first career start. Here was Lewis Riddick.
This kid is uniquely, I believe, wired in such a way that he understands that it's not going to all be perfect. But he showed you he's ready for the challenge. And I don't think that it's going to always look pretty. He may have very bad games here over the course of the season. I would bet that he's going to. And this conversation is going to ramp up again. But I think as long as he understands and keeps it in context and the people around him keep it in context, he's going to be just fine. He's going to come out of this better to the point where he's going to be so damn far ahead when it all is kind of settled around him that you're going to have something real, real special with him, meaning one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Whoa!
All right.
Okay.
I'll take it.
My guy, Lewis.
One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Wow.
He knows a lot of ball, Lewis Riddick, too.
Smart guy.
A lot of ball.
A lot more than Dan Orlovsky.
Right. I think he even played for Belichick.
Do you owe him, not mid-season, but end of season, do you owe him, Drake May, a different coordinator when it comes to his development?
I think you have to see the rest of the season first, right? You've only seen one game with him in AVP. I think you need to, as much as I may dislike it, you need to give AVP at least a couple more opportunities to show what he's made of.
If he can turn it around, that's why when Mayo was on and I asked him, I said, well, now having Drake May, does that give Alex Van Pelt more ability to be creative, to open up the playbook, to do some things that maybe you couldn't do with a Jacoby Brissett? So we'll have to see that. I think... You know, so I'm with Chime. You give him till the end of the year, but I definitely think your focus is obviously in the offseason is what direction you want to go in, O-line and wide receiver. How do you want to get that help, and what's the direction you want to go in? Do you want to draft somebody with potentially a top three draft pick again? Do you want to try to trade for somebody, sign somebody free agent? I think that's the next step.
Greg, my thing about not ruining quarterbacks is on the field. The way that you can ruin quarterbacks is with bad coaching. And I have a feeling that Alex Van Pelt will be a part of any struggles that Drake May has. Mm. And that's on the lap of Robert Kraft and not overpaying and blowing the doors off someone to bring them in as the offensive coordinator.
Right?
Because I understand it wasn't a great job, but you know how you make someone take a job?
Overpay them.
Right. And it's never going to be an overpayment if it makes Drake May a great player.
And you don't try to find a guy that is essentially free because somebody else is paying him.
Right, but AVP is not being paid by the Browns.
Oh, I thought he was.
No, he wasn't the coordinator there.
Okay. Yeah, and the other thing is that...
So you're paying... What are you paying?
Like $2 million bucks.
$2 million. But that's what you were going to pay for a guy like... what's his name?
Nick Cayley?
Clint Kubiak. Or is it Clint Kubiak?
Yeah, yep. If you offered Clint Kubiak $6 million bucks, I think he'd be here.
Yeah, but you don't even have to offer
$2 million is less than Steve Belichick was making, Kurt.
$1 million less. You're not kidding.
Yeah, I don't even think Clint Kubiak
is that mullet doesn't pay for itself.
$6 million, maybe.
I think he was getting 1.5 last time I checked.
By the way, the Washington Huskies D.
not how much exactly. He makes there?
Struggled a little bit last week. How much did he make there?
Yeah.
I don't know. The only guy that can make Iowa score is Steve Belichick.
Yeah, Iowa did.
Iowa's got some lethal offense.
They did beat Michigan, though. Mm-hmm.
Is Ramondre Stevenson making the trip or not? What's the status update on him?
Mm-hmm. Dealing with an ankle injury, right? That's what it looked like in the game, or ankle, a shin, or something along those lines.
It's foot is what he's listed as. He hasn't been back to practice, but I don't know if he'll be making the trip.
It says questionable.
But I would assume, just because he's questionable, I would assume he makes the trip at the very least.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I'm unsure if he'll play.
Yeah, because he definitely is your between the tackles runner. That's
the issue. In order to have the dual threat, you have to have him.
Right.
I think if you watched football this weekend too, you saw so many rookie running backs that were drafted in every round known to man that were good. That's like, how do we not have one of those guys in here?
Well, I think it's Ramondre.
But like as a backup, like I mean, you can go down the list. Like there's Braylon Allen and Jaylen Wright and even like a guy like Roschon Johnson and Bucky Irving, and like there's a million first and second year running backs that are really talented that are backups. Like how do you not have a good backup?
Well, Gibson's a good backup.
He's a third down back.
Yeah, but I think you're where you're missing is your third back, whoever the other guy is.
Yeah, you have an undrafted guy from Florida A&M.
That's where the biggest issue is. And I'll agree with you on that, Chime, is that Gibson's not a between the tackles type of guy, but he's a solid back. The biggest thing that I wonder if they do this offseason is you might see guys like we saw last year, whether it was Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, that might be free agents that you go, all right, let's give this guy not like a ton of money, but a reasonable amount. Yeah, like, you know, and go and get one of those, because you could start to see the running backs are starting to kind of turn in the other direction.
Yeah.
And being a little bit more valuable to teams, guys like Jonathan Taylor. We obviously see what Baltimore's been able to do with Derrick Henry, but maybe there's that guy out there. I don't know who that guy would be. I have to look at the potential free agents.
You have to be able to get those guys to want to come here.
Right.
With the current situation, and maybe if Drake May is what Lewis Reddick says, then maybe that helps, right?
That will help out major league.
Yeah. All right. We got to talk to Jelani Tavai before they head off to London, England. And Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday, which is happening on a Thursday, is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And thanks for getting up this morning and joining us, Jelani. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. When are you off to jolly old England?
In a few hours.
In a few hours. All right.
Jelani, when you look at this game, this is a game, obviously, you know, two teams that are struggling a little bit. Doors wide open for either team to come out with a W, obviously playing in London. What do you guys got to do to make sure that you can come away with that W?
We got to play complimentary football. We got to put up points. We got to stop the run and just cover kicks.
Jelani, I know that for most people, leaving a game in the past and looking forward is the motto. But you were talking to media yesterday saying that the defense has taken the last two games personally and the amount of rushing yards you guys have allowed personally. How much are you able to take that and fuel you to make sure that you guys put a better product out there in London?
It's always on the back of our mind, but again, like you said, we got to turn the page and get ready for the next opponent. But yeah, it's always on the back of our minds because it's something that we pride ourselves on over here in New England. So We've been doing a great job preparing for Jacksonville. You know, they got a big, a big threat in the backfield that we got to take care of. And, you know, we just got to do our jobs.
Paraphrasing here, but Devon Godchow said after that game Sunday that the defense was not at times playing with pride. Do you feel that same way as a veteran and a leader on this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team?
I don't know. I think I saw everybody still fighting to the end. I can see why he said that, but I still think that a lot of the guys were still fighting to the end. But it was just more on us being upset about the fact that we allowed another team to rush over 100.
Jelani, what is it? Because we've talked to you about this before in the poor tackling. And it seems like it's week in and week out. It's across the NFL, but especially, you know, we watch you guys weekly, and Gerard talks about it. What is the reason why is it the poor, why you guys have such poor tackling? Is it the fact that you don't get to practice on it because of the new rules?
No, we practice on it. We had goal line tackling yesterday, but it's more of just making sure that everybody's around the ball. There's less missed tackles when you got 11 people at the ball and tackling the guy, you know. So maybe it's a mixture of that and, you know, just getting a low pad level. So, yeah.
Jelani, there's been a conversation here this morning and, you know, after the after Christian Barmore tweeted last night about the police interaction with the Providence state troopers or city troopers, what do you – do you blame any of this on your head coach not instilling discipline in the players to prevent them from getting into these issues off the field? Because it seems to have happened a couple times this year already.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with Gerard or, yeah, this is on us as players because this is off the field stuff. But, you know, this is a soft topic, so I'm gonna let Mayo talk about this one, but that – for me, it's on us when we get through situations like that.
Does it end up being a distraction for you guys?
Not really.
Not really?
Gerard did say that the captains, it was on the captains to go into the locker room and talk to the team about what's been going on. So for you, what was the message for your teammates?
Be a man. Don't. You know, just do the right thing.
When you look at the way in which Drake May was able to go out there as a rookie, a young kid that put on a good show, it was a loss, but he performed well. How was he in the locker room after with the team? Does it feel like the team is really rallying around him?
No, after the game, how was he? He was good.
Yes.
You know, he came up to us and like he was apologizing for putting us in a bad situation, but to us, our response was it didn't really matter what he did. You know, we wanted him to just go out there and throw the ball, like get his feet wet and understand that we should have his back no matter what the case is. You know, and you know us as a defense, our performance wasn't up to our standards and. You know, we always pride ourselves on you know, like I said, stopping the run and always having the quarterbacks and the offenses back. So we got to get back to playing complementary football and having the offenses back when you know when we finally start our rookie and we're in a situation where, you know, we don't know how he's going to do, but I'm happy with his performance.
Wiggy brought up tackling, but penalties also an issue for this team last couple weeks, 21 in the last 2 weeks. What do you guys need to do about that?
Not get penalties. We got to be better. Those are little things that are going to bite us in the butt in the end.
Jelani, one of the things that we see that's different this year from last year is that you see a lot more guys, whether it's through social media or in the media in general, voicing their frustrations about their roles and, you know, maybe the offense or defense. How do you feel about that as a player, where it seems like Gerard is giving you guys the ability to kind of say what you want, whether it's through social media or the media about on-field stuff? Do you feel like that's a good thing, or sometimes you feel like you wish he took a little bit more of a Bill approach and made guys say, hey, keep it quiet if you have playing time issues or wanting the ball more issues?
I mean, everybody has their own opinion. You know, my biggest thing is, if you're going to talk about it, be about it. You know, if they're talking about it on media, they better back it up at practice and show them. You know, everybody's, what I see in the locker, or what I see at practice, is everybody's getting opportunity, whether you're getting reps with the offense or getting reps with the scout team. So regardless whether it's on offense or defense or scout team, like, those reps that you get, you gotta prove to the coaches why you should be getting reps. So, you know, like I said, so the biggest thing is, you know, if you're gonna talk about it, be about it.
Well, I feel like sometimes my role is to send you off with the mood lightened. So I would just ask if there's anything you're looking forward to doing in London, whether it be Big Ben or Shepherd's Pie or anything like that, Jelani.
So I've actually been to London before when I was in high school, but I'm actually excited to see one of my cousins. They live out there. So it'll be good to reunite with them and catch up.
All right. Well, we can't wait for Sunday to get here. We appreciate you taking the time.
Yep.
And safe flight.
Of course. Yeah. Cheerio, Mike.
Thank you.
enjoy the flight, and we will talk to you again next week. All right.
I appreciate it. You guys take care.
All right. That is Jelani Tavai. We'll see if there are any nuggets coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue with They Said It, including Gerard Mayo and what he said about, what are you chuckling about?
That silence that he gave me was, I had PTSD from Bill Belichick.
Oh, you did? You got Belichick
vibes on
that? Man,
that was like a 4 second, I believe.
Oh, he's trying to compose himself.
Yeah, no, I like it.
What he has to say.
I got a big nugget that I'm going to need help with after this. And I think Curtis might be the only one who could give me some help about this.
Ooh. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well,
I got to tell you, Wiggs, if I'm designing a living room, you're going to be my first call.
I appreciate it. I'll get you right.
Thank you.
We'll continue with They Said It. We will get to Courtney in the news coming up at 8 on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.